kids? When your Uncle Marshall finally quit Goliath National Bank to do something better with his life, he left on great terms with his boss.
Good luck, Marshall, and promise you'll list me as a reference.
Which made Marshall's big interview with a respected environmental organization all the more confusing.
I'm sorry, I don't think you're the kind of person we're looking for. I just got off the phone with Arthur Hobbs over at GMB.
Oh, yeah, I worked with Marshall Erickson. At least I did when he actually showed up. Marshall, hey, it's 2:30. If it's no big deal, we'd sure love it if you'd try to get here at least before lunch.
Yeah, and I'd sure love to give a rat's ass.
Mr. Erickson, you're not wearing any pants.
Your move.
He drops a bottle in the wrong recycling bin.
But Marshall, what about the environment?
Screw the environment.
Screw the environment?
Oh, yeah. We fired him when we caught him clubbing a seal in his office with an even cuter seal. The guy's a maniac. He's just an awful, flatulent racist.
Sir, none of
Sorry.
That is...
Interview over.
He bins Marshall's application.
And so Marshall stormed over to GMB, where he ran into Zoe.
Do you want to get back at those jerks? I have a proposition for you.
Invitations for the demolition of the Arcadian. As head of the project, I get to decide how we knock it down. I'm torn between training an actual coyote to use an Acme Dynamite plunger or hooking up a fuse to Eddie Van Halen's guitar that goes off the second he hits the last note to Hot for Teacher. Barney! Barney! No, I'm gonna go coyote.
Well, no one wants to see a coyote wearing a little hard hat more than me. Remember, Zoe's protest can still shut your whole project down.
Oh, come on. Zoe's not shutting anything down. Standing out there with her stupid megaphone screaming in the wind, butt cheeks trembling with fury.
That's my girlfriend.
Point is, we are taking her and the Arcadian down. Am I right, Teddy Westside?
You know it.
Okay, see, that's so weird to me. That one second you're defending Zoe, and the next you're talking about her going down. Isn't it tough dating the woman that's trying to prevent your building from being built?
At first, yes, but we figured out a great way to deal with it. We never talk about it. And since then, we've really been enjoying each other's company.
So every time the Arcadian comes up, you guys just awkwardly change the subject?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. It doesn't even come up that often.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Meet the new lawyer I hired to help save the Arcadian.
An embarrassed-looking Marshall.
So Oprah's retiring. Oof! What's that world gonna be like?
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall and Barney. How I Met Your Mother. Created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
Wait, Marshall's helping you save the Arcadian now?
Yeah, having a former GMB employee on our side is huge for us. GNB is going down.
Yeah, totally.
So they found water on Mars.
What?
Listen, I hate to go up against my two best friends, but I really need this right now. I mean, we're cool, right?
Not only do you quit the job, I stuck my neck out to get you. Now you sabotage the project I'm in charge of? Is this because I brushed Lily's boob with my elbow the other day?
That was on purpose.
I mean, this is really, like, crossing...
And thus began an all-out war between Barney and Marshall.
Delivery from Mr. Stinson.
Barney sent us pictures of himself. Oh, God, what's he doing to that megaphone?
Barney watches through binoculars as Marshall drops the megaphone in revulsion, then a flask he's swigging from when he's shown another photo.
Later, back at the bar... Another war was just beginning.
Babe, can I get you a drink?
No, I'm still not ready to put my mouth on anything yet.
I know.
You know what?
Game on.
As Marshall gets up, a dark-haired woman rushes over, then glares when Lily and Robin remain rooted.
Can you believe this one?
Wants our booth.
Keeps giving us the walk-by.
The walk-by.
The walk-by with the stink eye.
No. I hope this drink isn't teething because it's about to get nursed.
Barney, your wife just called from the hospital. It's a boy.
A girl Barney's chatting up flounces off.
This went on for days.
Congratulations.
You're about to be the 250th girl that Barney has slept with.
Try 283. 250 was months ago.
No. I mean, you're totally 250, baby.
No, don't.
Oh,
Mr. Stinson, I had to rush down as soon as I got your results. I'm sorry, but your crabs have super herpes.
The dark-haired woman.
Oh, boy. Look who's back. Look, Lily, I think this girl wins our seat. Should we leave or stay here Lionel Richie style all night long?
Ah, yes. The sweet, smoky taste of victory.
Are you sure it doesn't taste like anything else?
That's it!
Kent!
Oh, God! Ow! Why would you do that to your own jacket?
That's what you get, you traitor!
Really?
That's what...
Okay, enough! You guys are out of here.
Ejected.
I meant all of you. You're all banned from the bar. Out.
Carl, this has nothing to do with us. It's totally ridiculous.
The dark-haired woman takes their booze.
Don't look, baby. Just don't look. Come on.
This stupid feud isn't going to end until Marshall and Barney finally talk about their feelings, cry, and then hug it out like they do in Oprah. Man, what are we going to do without her?
Lily sinks onto the sofa.
Wait, you know what? These guys are not going to get all mushy sober. Yes, but the right kind of drunk. We should go with something mellow. Maybe red wine?
Oh, I don't know. Red wine has kind of an odd effect on Barney.
He reaches a point of sad clarity.
10, 9, 8.
I'm a B plus. My whole life I was hoping to be an A, and I'm a B plus. And I'm okay with that.
If we want them to open up, I say we go straight up gin. Oh, last time Marshall got gin drunk was at that douchey bar Barney likes to go to. Marshall almost got in a fight that night.
Marshall staggers into a corridor and sees someone coming towards him.
Look at this meatball. He's headed right towards me, showing me no respect. Well, if he wants to play chicken, this rooster ain't backing down.
He's walked into a mirror.
Mirror.
How about martinis?
Absolutely not. I'm not going anywhere near you in a martini.
Why not?
No, it'd be stupid if we made out. That would be so stupid. Hey, I dare you guys to dare us to make out.
Every time.
I only say that because it would be so stupid if we did. So stupid.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah? Well, what about you and absinthe?
I don't know. We could have water, soda, purple stuff.
We're a dream a baby's having.
We're a dream a baby's having.
I keep telling you that didn't...
It happened and it changed me. How about daiquiris?
Maybe. When Marshall has daiquiris, he gets really into how beautiful he is.
Hey. I dare you guys to dare us to make out.
Hey, Marsh, you know that's another mirror, right?
Peppermint schnapps?
No. Peppermint schnapps turns Barney into Richard Dawson.
Who?
The crazy old host of Family Feud who greeted women by kissing them on the mouth.
Hey there, darling. How you doing? Hey, is this your sister? Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Hey, where are our chicken wings?
Show me chicken wings!
Good morning, Dad!
Okay, I'm gonna go pick up Zoe, then we're off. See you Sunday.
Oh, wait, Ted. Do you have a specific reaction to any kind of alcohol?
Bourbon. When I drink bourbon, I get weirdly good at beatboxing.
McLaren's punters lap up Ted's vocal percussion skills.
Peace him out.
Yeah, Ted, I hate to tell you, but the bourbon only makes it sound good to you.
Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka- peace him out.
The pub's in stunned silence.
You had to take that away from me, didn't you?
Well, enjoy Martha's Vineyard. Hopefully by the time you get back, we'll be allowed back into McLaren's.
What do you mean?
Barney and Marshall's feud got us banned from the bar. We've lost our booth.
Man, how did things get so screwed up?
Of course I knew the answer to that. I was dating her, but I wasn't about to ruin our first big romantic weekend away by bringing up the one topic we agreed was completely off limits.
You and the Arcadian are ruining my life!
I thought we weren't talking
about... We're talking about this. Look, I can handle you trying to prevent me from fulfilling a lifelong dream. That's just being in a relationship. But now, you turn my best friend against me?
Marshall made his own choice. Why aren't you mad at him?
Because he's going through a lot right now. He's looking for something to believe in, and you took advantage of that. You're just like those internet swindlers who tricked him into paying $300 for a lock of Sasquatch fur.
You cannot compare the Arcadian to a Ziploc bag full of Turkish armpit hair. The Arcadian is a beautiful, magnificent hotel.
Okay, you know what? We're settling this once and for all.
Okay, we've cross-referenced every alcohol with Marshall and Barney's reaction. What's the right drink for this situation?
Well, they're not talking. They're not even looking at each other. That reminds me of those awkward Sunday dinners with my mom, my dad, and his mistress. Families, right?
I guess that seems like a whole other thing. We need a drink that will start a fight.
Gin.
Do you know what I had to do to get you that job?
Do you know what I had to do to will myself to show up every day?
What, wear a wrinkled suit and not give a damn about what your hair looked like?
I showed up with wet hair once! Once!
Nighttime in the Arcadian.
Well, here we are. I had a reservation at a 4-star inn overlooking the ocean, but how can that compete with such a beautiful, magnificent hotel?
A dark, shabby room.
Welcome to the Arcadian.
Ted flicks on a light switch.
So here's the deal. If you can last until sunrise in your precious Arcadian, I'll join your side.
You're on. This place is fantastic. Oh. They even left a chocolate on the pillow.
That's not a chocolate.
Why dare you?
Okay, now we need to get them something that will make them emotionally vulnerable and completely pathetically honest.
Yeah, well, we need a drink that takes subtext and turns it into text.
Yeah. Whiskey.
See, ever since the death of my father, I have been drawn to the idea of preservation. And that's why the Arcadian speaks to me.
Ever since my father walked out on my childhood, I've had serious abandonment issues. You walking out on me like that.
Oh, God, I didn't even think of that.
It made me wonder what could I have done to make him stay.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't you, Barney.
That's what everyone keeps saying, but people just keep leaving me.
Wow, that got real o'clock.
Yeah, we need to get them up and having fun.
Daiquiris. Barney gyrates in front of a mirror.
Dance, my puppets, dance. Now do you see why I'm always interfering in other people's lives?
Oh, God, totally.
Robin stops her drinking a martini.
Oh, we're here for the night. Might as well have some fun. Care to join me?
Dust just flew out of that comforter in the shape of a skull. Oh, something just passed through me.
A door. The lights go out.
Okay, final round. What simple act will get the boys to finally forgive each other?
Sharing a brandy.
Where'd they go? Oh, no, they did shots.
What is it?
What's the worst thing they could possibly drink right now?
Tequila. To a middle-aged, leather-jacketed individual with spiky gray hair.
Your place or mine. Your place or mine. Let's go to your place.
Marshall's gorging on deep-fried nuggets.
Kids, don't drink tequila.
Okay, what is it? And don't give me it's beautiful, don't give me it's magnificent. What is it about this place that makes you so passionate to save it?
Well,
When I was a little girl, my family used to live here.
Why have you never told me that?
I never tell anyone that. It makes it sound like it'd be impossible for me to be objective, but the truth is I loved growing up here. We had just moved to New York. We were completely broke. But my mom told my sisters and me that the Arcadian was a castle. And we believed her. I know it's not what it used to be. But this building is a part of who I am. And that's why I want so badly for you to like it too.
Kids, you never forget the first time or place you tell a girl,
I love you.
I love you too.
They kiss.
Come on in, you're unbanned. I gave these guys some drinks and they calmed down and made up.
Well, what drink finally did the trick?
Beer.
Beer.
I love you.
As they hug, Barney waves away a man with a photo.
You know, I guess this place isn't so bad.
See, with a little renovation, we could restore it to its former...
What was that?
It was what?
I think it went under the bed.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Oh, my God. It's the cockamouse.
The what?
Cockamouse. Part cockroach, part mouse. It used to live in our apartment. It must have settled here, and oh, look, it had babies. Good for it.
Ew. I give up. You win. Let's go.
Zoe dashes out.
Be well, my friends.
Dawn over New York.
Oh, just how we left them.
Morning.
Who wants breakfast?
Yeah, some coffee so I can throw it in this traitor's face.
Oh, yeah? Hey, do you guys have some pancakes? Because I would really like some pancakes. They're fantastic, let's be honest. I love them. But I hate this guy.
I thought they made up last night.
Damn it, I know what happened.
I love you.
Barney waves away the man with the photo.
Champagne.
The champagne.
Gave them one drink too many. They must have blacked out and forgotten the whole thing.
What kind of dirtbag doesn't stand by his best friends, but instead sides with some self-righteous...
Dude, that's my girlfriend. And you know what? I'm on her side now, too.
Whoa. You have got to be kidding me. Ted.
Okay, what drink can fix this? Ugh, Mama's done with this drama. What drink can fix the headache these clowns are giving me? I got it.
Right? Time is music the planets make.
Robin and Lily are floating. In McLaren's, Robin and Lily walk by their booth, giving the evil eye to the dark-haired woman and her friends who are now occupying it. A man comes in and shows them a photo. Retching, they make a hasty exit. Lily and Robin then reappear with buckets and rubber gloves and spray the booth with cleaning liquid.